If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Well, in the end, it's the Knicks that land Carmelo Anthony from Denver. And Amari Stoudemire happy that he's on hand. Stoudemire addressing the media today says the team will be hard to guard now, likes the idea of having that 1-2 punch.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Call his wife in.
407, McMonagle here with you on The Fan on this Friday morning, opening day for the New York Mets. We are now less than 12 hours away from first pitch, Citi Field. First time the New York Met fans will get a chance to see Juan Soto live in person in a Mets uniform. Big series against Toronto Blue Jays. And again, Yankee fans, you're nuts if you're not rooting for them to beat the Blue Jays. Just want to put it out there. Obviously, coming off a series victory over the Marlins, Pete Alonso. Hopefully, Vientos can get out of his own way. Those kind of been the storylines. But we're going to get the chance to see the great Juan Soto in a Met uniform. And obviously, so much about Juan Soto with both these teams, the little brother syndrome that we're dealing with right now. Last night at Yankee Stadium, in a two-run game in the eighth inning, the Yankee fans chanting, F Juan Soto. I know for a fact, because Fliegelman was there, the crowd in Miami, which was obviously a lot of Met fans, because who would be a Marlin fan? The Met fans in Miami screaming, Yankees suck, and we're just so obsessed with who's the big brother, little brother, it's pointless. But the fan bases are both acting like little brother off of last night. The New York Yankees offense explodes again for 9 runs and a 9-7 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks, a very good team. They get to him early. Judge is now 5 home runs and 15 RBIs in the first 6 games of the season. It's never been done before in Major League Baseball history. He's off to an incredible start. This offense is off to an incredible start. And despite making it close when it shouldn't have been, the Yankees are now 4-2, have a winning homestand before they head to Pittsburgh later today. But a lot of baseball to start the show. But I did want to get into football. And some of the quotes right there about Aaron Rodgers I found interesting from Ben Roethlisberger. And I think he's 100% right. I do. I don't know what, I mean, we'll get into the Giants in just a second, but that comment made me think about Aaron Rodgers. You know how much I love talking about Aaron Rodgers. I don't think there's any other reason not. Why isn't he already a Pittsburgh Steeler? Like, I definitely think he is. I don't think he's mulling retirement. I think he's hoping that Minnesota is willing to take the risk. I think he wants to go to Minnesota. It's amazing that he's begging to be Brett Favre. It's crazy to me. Pittsburgh, I understand Minnesota has more talent, right? At least, you know, but I mean, Pickens and Metcalf, who he's been throwing with, Pittsburgh's defense, Pittsburgh's head coach. I know it's an offensive guru there with O'Connell in Minnesota. And maybe you get to stick it to Green Bay. I can't imagine that being an overall very powerful selling point for Aaron Rodgers. But I don't know why he's not. The owner came out and said, we're getting indications that he's eventually going to be here. They're all in for it. They're ready to bring him in. They have no other options. They're trying to win. He's throwing with Metcalf. Why isn't he a Pittsburgh Steeler already? I think he is waiting for Minnesota, but eventually that'll happen. But hopefully we'll be done talking about Aaron Rodgers fairly soon. But I want to talk about the Giants, too, because I think people are trying to make too much out of what's going on and what's being said in this time period. And look, the way I look at it, Joe Shane got embarrassed last year, right? Joe Shane got embarrassed with Hard Knocks. Every quote that came out of it from, we all know them, whether it's the owner talking about he's going to lose sleep or his son saying go trade up for Jaden Daniels. You only get one chance to win. Everything. The Brian Daboll and his feet up talking to everybody. The idea isn't to pay a quarterback $40 million and to hand off to a $20 million running back or $12 million running back, whatever. Like all this, all of that. And you get into this season, right? And you know they don't have a franchise quarterback. And then they turn around and sign two. And they bring in Jameis Winston, who just penned a letter to Cleveland. I heard Mirage screaming about it today. But obviously Jameis Winston, and we know the arm talent and what he's capable of if he can just be delivered from throwing pick sixes. And Russell Wilson comes in here, and you know he led a Pittsburgh Steelers team to the playoffs. Let's be fair, as bad as he was down the stretch, he did do that. They did make the playoffs. He was bad the last five games of the year, but did lead that team to the playoffs. And if you watch him on film, and I've tried to watch a little bit more over the last couple of days, he does still throw a good deep ball. There are still elements of the game that I think he can still play. I don't know to what level necessarily, but I don't think he's a corpse back there. I think the Giants can win some games if they could block for him and if Malik Nabers makes that next step. And, you know, if Brian Daboll's able to coach it and block it up a little bit, I do think, and defensively, they've improved their defense a lot. But I think everything you're hearing, whether it's Schefter or anybody else telling you they think the Giants are passing at the quarterback, or the Giants themselves putting out a tweet asking the fan base, who would they rather have? Which Hunter or Carter, who would you rather draft if you're a New York Giant fan? It is all a smokescreen. The New York Giants are drafting a quarterback. I fully believe if Sanders is there at three, all this talk around the quarterback position, I don't buy the idea of drafting two makes a difference. Signing two makes a difference. I fully believe they are just hedging their bets. They got Jameis Winston for $4 million. Last year they paid Daniel Jones $40. They've got two quarterbacks now for half that price. We all know DeVito's not a major factor in all of this. They're just hedging their bets for this coming season because they probably want to sit Sanders and try and win some games to appease this owner. But I don't buy any of this. This is all a huge smokescreen. The Giants, after the embarrassment of last year, are not going to telegraph what they are thinking or what they're going to do. And whether it's Brian Daboll talking about how fun it is to watch Hunter and film on Hunter and how impressive it was and how amazing it is that he could play both. Because let me tell you something right now. I find it damn near impossible to believe that Hunter is going to be a major factor on both sides of the ball. I find he's not going to do it. He is not going to be a four-down defensive back and then turn around and be a three-down off wide receiver. It's not happening. This is the NFL. He is not going to be able to do it. I don't think any team is legitimately thinking of him as anything other than one side of the ball with the occasional, depending on what you think of him. Now, I personally think he's most likely to be a cornerback with some, gadget, couple of packages for him offensively. But even if you view him as the best wide receiver in this draft, because I heard Tiki and them talking, is he the best cornerback and best wide receiver in this draft? Maybe he is. I don't know. But I don't think there's any chance in hell he's playing both. at a consistent enough level to consider him as both positions. He is going to be one or the other with maybe some, you know, maybe if he's the wide receiver, maybe some nickel mixed in. I don't know. But he is not going to be your number one cornerback as well as your number two wide receiver. It's not going to happen. And they can talk about it all they want. I don't think any NFL team honestly views him as that. If it happens and I'm wrong, okay, it'll have to be something that he proves. I don't think going into it, any NFL team honestly believes to be able to use him in that manner, including the New York Giants. Including the New York Giants. They are drafting third. They won three games last year. They have no future quarterback. There's no way to know what next year looks like. There's no way to guarantee how good that quarterback crop is. We could say until we're blue in the face, we don't know. We don't know where they'll be. This is their opportunity to draft the future quarterback. You've got two teams at the top mulling it over. I know there was the reports that at those meetings, Joe Shane was having coffee with the GM of the Tennessee Titans. I am sure he's trying to trade up. And again, I don't want to get into it, but I'm still, every time I have to talk about this, every time I see Brian Daboll speak, every time I see this conversation, every time I hear a mock draft, I can't help but think about that stupid Colts game and that stupid win where the Giants could be sitting pretty with the number one pick and doing whatever the hell they wanted to do. But I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe a single thing that is being said. Because in my mind, when you have won three games and you are drafting third and you do not have a future quarterback, you do not have the guy that you know is going to be your guy, there's nothing else to do. I've been on this. I've been continuing to say it. And we're getting all the same misinformation we get every single year. Every single year. I can't promise you what I know what the Giants are going to do, but I can promise you that whatever is said between now and the NFL draft mean absolutely nothing. Nothing Schefter says. Nothing Schrager, now of ESPN, congratulations to him on a big new contract. Nothing he says. Nothing anybody says is going to make me feel any different until they call a different name at the number three pick. Unless they announce they're trading that pick, or unless it is announced that they are taking Hunter or Carter, I am fully, as long as Shedeur Sanders is there, I believe he will be the next quarterback of the New York Giants. And I'm just like, and again, Hunter is a great player and has the chance to be a dynamic player on either side of the ball. I doubt very much in the NFL he will be able to do both. That is asking a lot. That is asking too much. So if you like him as the shutdown corner, that's fine. If you think, as I was watching Todd McShay on a feature on ESPN talking about he's got the best hands that he's graded ever, that his ability to go make plays, his ability to make the jump at the perfect time and catch the ball at its zenith, the way he's able, the body control on the sidelines. Like Todd McShay was saying he is the best catcher of the football that he has ever graded. So if you believe that, I think he can be one of the great or one of the better wide receivers in this league. I think he could be one of the better shutdown corners in this league. He will not be both. And if you told me like he could be both, I'd consider it. And then Carter, the rusher to go along with, you know, Thibodeau and Burns and Sexy Dexy, like that could be, they could arguably have as dynamic a pass rush as the NFL has to offer. I still think they're drafting a quarterback, and I still think that's what they should do. And I don't believe a damn thing said by any newsbreaker, any reporter, or even the Giants themselves. Nobody tells you the truth. Nobody. So I'm still very confident because of the situation they're in, it leads to one decision, drafting a quarterback. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Brett in Long Island, who I know he might have been calling about something else, but maybe I just changed his mind on what to talk about. What's up, Brett?
Chris, if you keep this up, I'm going to start listening to Light FM.
Oh, please, by all means. Please, I mean, I hate to tell you this, but go ahead.
Aaron Judge.
Feelings there. Yeah.
He's got 10 seasons. I mean, when are we going to stop? If he didn't play another game, he wouldn't even be in the Hall of Fame right now. If he didn't play ever again in 10 seasons, you leave.
He's
you
won
leave
two
out.
MVPs. He's hit 62 how many, runs.
Hold on. Yeah. Listen, he has some of the most historic seasons of all time. You're just getting out of control.
Mm-hmm.
If you averaged out, he misses so many games, but you don't talk about it. Now I'm looking stuff up. He averages 100 games for his career a season right off the bat. So that hurts him. So right now, his home run total average would be 32. Not terrible, 32.
Oh, stop.
And then his RBI.
You can't look at it that way.
You have to look at career.
No, how can you?
You're looking at, look at the other seven seasons, though. What do you mean?
Yeah,
you're
look at the other seven
three
seasons.
Historic seasons,
yeah.
And making him Mickey Mantle. No, those guys were playing 17 years, yeah, 20 years.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about now. You want to talk about forever? I said Pujols did it longer. I said
but
Willie Mays did it longer.
Why are we naming all those names? Why are we naming all those guys?
Other people. I'm talking about he's the greatest.
You're
people want to call me
it.
Up. People, I'm entertaining it. Brett, I entertain
what?
You.
Do you believe it?
I entertain you every morning.
Do you believe what
when
they're
people
saying?
Tell me
are you sounding serious?
No, yeah, I think he's today.
Okay, so there you go. So you yes, agree, right? You're doing it because you actually believe it.
Well, people,
and I hate
not,
to hurt
I
your
didn't
feelings.
Make the point. No, you hold on.
I hate to
no,
hurt
you
your feelings because yesterday, well, they don't think.
All right, you hold on. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. You're in timeout. I did not bring up the topic of Aaron Judge is better than this one, that one, this one, that one. I'm talking about how great a player Aaron Judge is. People want to call me up and give me a list. So I entertain them. Yes, I entertain it. I entertain you, Brett, when everybody I run into tells me I shouldn't. So why don't you calm down? Go listen to Light FM, although nobody does until Christmas time. And pipe down for a second, and let me just tell you that, sure, other players have had longer careers. This is the same argument I get into when I talk about Ohtani being the best player in the world. When Ohtani is pitching, no one's ever played the game of baseball better than Shohei Ohtani. I don't care that other guys did it for 100 years. I don't care. I'm not talking about careers. I'm talking about what we're watching now. And what we're watching now from Aaron Judge is as good a hitter that has ever lived. He is in that pantheon of the greatest players. This year, the injury plague last year, and then obviously 2 years ago, and then you can even go to his rookie season. But I mean, he's had OPSs of 1, 9.19, 921, 891, 916, and then 11, 1019. Look at that, 1019. 1159, and now today in this year, 1648. I don't care about the entirety of his career. How could I argue with someone who's played 20 years? I mentioned Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron had a 20-year career. I'm talking about today. If you dropped off Aaron Judge and put him next to Hank Aaron in the Milwaukee Braves lineup, he's better. If you took Hank Aaron out of that game and put him in this lineup, Judge is better. We are watching one of the greatest hitters who ever lived in the moment. You want to talk about careers? Different conversation. No one's done it. I mean, he is doing it at a level the likes of which have seldom been seen. Now you're out of timeout, Brett. Let's see how you handle it.
Have you really been talking about last season? You had to pitch around Juan Soto to get to Aaron Judge. Okay, I know that's going to hurt your feelings. That's what I'm talking about. What's going on, Chris? What happened? What's going on? Chris, I'm telling you, last season in the playoffs, they pitched around Juan Soto to get to Aaron Judge. Yeah, why?
Oh, just
that was like what 3 minutes
at least. I thought I took him way too long. I thought I put him on hold way too long. As soon as I touched the button to put him back, he's like, nah, 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 nah. And another thing.
Oh, you think like in those social media groups that there's no way people read the entire message, God. Right?
No, no way.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yes, Judge was slumping, so they pitched around him. Judge did not play well in the postseason last year. All right, I already gave you. You want to talk about some of the greats? I gave you a couple of greats who had bad postseason numbers. Again, Willie Mays, you could argue Aaron Judge has better postseason numbers than Willie Mays. Are you going to tell me that Willie Mays isn't one of the greats? I bet you there was a time where they pitched around Willie McCovey to get to Willie Mays during a stretch. Aaron Judge, over his body of work, is as good as anybody who ever... these numbers are as good as anybody. What we're seeing, right, last year he had a 700 slugging percentage. 700. The average major league hitter has a 700 combination between slugging and on base. Judge alone, just his slugging, is a high enough number to be an average major leaguer. He's an average major leaguer with his peers. Just on slugging alone. Never mind the fact he also led the league in on base percentage. So please, stop acting like it's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous to having these conversations about how good Judge is. It's just not. And don't worry about hurting my feelings, Brett. I mean, it just is what it is. It is what it is. The numbers are proven out to be the numbers. And what he's doing is at historic levels. You don't have to like it. Don't like it. Disagree. By all means. Go listen to, go listen to Light FM. Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury?
Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro.
Light FM just called and said, keep that D-bag.
Yeah, exactly right. Right. Yeah, exactly right. They don't want him either.
You're stuck with him, whether you like it or not. You're stuck with him. A couple of things on the Giants. I do think I think they're going to go for Sanders, the quarterback, unless Cam's available. Let's see what happens.
Well, yes. I'm going under the assumption Cam's not available and they're not able to trade up to number one.
Do you think they would trade for number one if Tennessee said, yeah, they'd do it, right?
Yes.
And then... I figured that because they got a
I absolutely think they would trade up to number one for Cam Ward. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And then you have the two quarterbacks to teach this kid how to be a quarterback in the future. I think
that's part of it, too.
I just don't want to trade unless we can get, I don't know. We'll see. I still think three is still a good place to be. I just don't like the way the owner at the end of the season said what he said because it's changed the whole trajectory of what these coaches are doing. It changed their mindset. Instead of saying, we got a few more years with a young kid, they got these other two guys.
I think, it kind of fell into their laps. They tried for Aaron Rodgers. They tried for Matthew Stafford. They didn't get those. I mean, they got the two next best available for a combined total of $15 million. They paid 45 for Daniel Jones and Drew Locke. It just made sense. And then hopefully one of them sticks and they are able to win some games and then transition to hopefully Shedeur Sanders or even Cam Ward. We'll see. But my point is I don't listen to everybody is trying to tell us now that the signs are pointing to the Giants not drafting a quarterback. I don't believe any of that.
I think you're right. There's a lot of that stuff going on till the draft. And then with Judge.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. I see the guy play every day. He's not as dynamic as Soto, every at bat. But what he brings to the table, and you remember early in his career, he kept getting hurt. And that's why those averages are low, the amount of seasons. But what I've seen in the last 4 years, I believe he's the best player I've ever seen on the field. I've seen Don Mattingly. I saw Reggie Jackson at a later stage in life, but he's the best player I've ever seen. And I'm an old bastard. So I think that's this is as close as I can get to a Babe Ruth or at least.
Yeah. I mean, for most of us, I agree. And tonight is your night, bro. I agree with you, man. We're seeing a historic hitter. There's no two ways around it. And it's not just the five home runs and the 15 RBIs that he's got so far. It's just who he's been. And I know he hasn't been there in the postseason, and he won't be beloved. Like, that's where I Like, that's where me and Brett, and again, and me and the haters, like, and you just said Soto's more dynamic. I don't agree. Soto is not more dynamic. So, Judge is better than Soto. And it's not close. Now, in the postseason, he's been better, and certainly last year he was better. But, I mean, and then the idea, like, oh, well, he can't hit good pitching, right? His swing doesn't lend to hitting good pitching, which is just nonsense, because over the course of the regular season, he hits good pitching. And tell me again about the swing, because I would argue Stanton's swing leads to not hitting good pitching, and yet he's a monster in the postseason. It's more about a mindset. It's more about the pressure he puts on himself. I don't think someone who hits at the level of Aaron Judge goes into the playoffs and suddenly doesn't hit because the pitching's too good. That's absolute garbage. And you look at every number. Now, Juan Soto can be more entertaining to watch, and Juan Soto was better in last year's postseason. No doubt. A lot of players were. Gleyber Torres was better in last year's postseason. Anthony Volpe was better in last year's postseason. Half the friggin' team was better in last year's postseason. But nobody's more dynamic than Judge as an offensive player. Nobody. He's better at everything than Juan Soto. He hit 40 points higher. He had a higher on-base percentage. God knows his slugging percentage was better. Like, everything. I went and did a deep dive on one call a few weeks ago. He was better with two strikes. He had a higher batting average of two strikes. Other than striking out, Aaron Judge does everything better than Juan Soto. Everything. Eddie in Rockland, what's up, Eddie?
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
And after my giant point, I want to get something on your beloved Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know, you put all your, all your eggs in Shane and Dable, right?
I have nowhere else to put them.
Well, you know, with the poll that they put out, they're trying to make sure everybody's happy, right?
It's lies. That's what it is. Lies.
Right. And you say it's smoke and mirrors. And yes. Then you said last year they were going for a quarterback, and they were telling you every quarterback they loved, and they didn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But here we go again. Just like the Hard Knocks, Shane was asking his kids, "What player? These guys. This is a serious situation, okay? And you think that they? Do you think in your heart, if they had the number one overall pick, you would know where they were going?
I would think Cam Ward's the number one pick.
I don't think they have a clue. Because number one, I don't think Dable wants anything to know about him getting pinned with developing anybody for this year. He wants to put a plug-in player from the draft, okay? He don't want to know nothing about AKA you don't want to touch the Stafford thing. He wanted Stafford first. He don't have to do anything in development.
Well, we don't then know. Rogers we don't know what he wanted, but the team, yeah, Joe Shane
then
wanted.
Wait a minute, Chris. Then Russell Wilson, nothing with development. He's supposed to be the development guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Aaron Judge, you know what? I say I like him. He's a good player. You know, he dropped that ball right in the middle of the center field and everything like that. My point is to him, you got him as the greatest player of all time, but he also is the greatest postseason choke artist of all time.
Okay.
If you give him the greatest season, you got to give him the greatest choke artist.
So what's Willie Mays?
When he gets up there,
Willie Mays is one of the greatest choke artists of all time because he's got worse postseason numbers than Judge.
What's his numbers?
He's got 668
OPS. Don't give me the Williams things. He was in one.
He played in 33 games. Willie Mays hit one home run, drove in 13 runs, and hit .248 and had an OPS of .668, a lower OPS than Judge. So I guess Willie Mays is one of the great choke artists of all time. Who knew? Listen, I don't know what to tell you about the quarterback situation, Eddie, and both of you, you and Brett, you just keep rambling and, you know. I, they went to Matthew Stafford because they're not in a position to draft the quarterback. I don't know how else to make this clear. I can scream till I'm blue in the face about drafting Sanders. If the Browns do it, they can't. They can't. And that's why they have two quarterbacks now, because there's no guarantee they get the quarterback. And they viewed Matthew Stafford as good enough. You know the term bird in the hand, worth two in the bush? They can't be sure about the two in the bush because they're picking third. So they felt like the bird in the hand of Matthew Stafford that was there, that they worked out a trade, that he was, you know, supposedly amiable to work out a contract. They were willing to do that because they don't know what they'll get in the draft. And that's why going after Matthew Stafford proves nothing about how they feel about these quarterbacks. Getting two quarterbacks here proves nothing about how they feel about these quarterbacks in the draft. It doesn't mean anything. They might not draft a quarterback, but these aren't telltale signs that they won't. Because if they were picking first overall and went that far down the line with Matthew Stafford, I would tell you, okay, they deem Matthew Stafford better than these two guys, and they're staring at drafting a quarterback, and they're choosing not to. They're not in a position to guarantee themselves one of these two guys. They watched the quarterbacks go off the board last year while they were trying to trade up for him. Like, I don't know what else you need to know. We'll see what they do. I believe all I'm saying is there's nothing that comes out between now and the NFL draft that would make me change my opinion on what they're going to do, because I don't believe anything is truthful. All of it's a smokescreen. And anything they've done is still putting them in a position to draft one of the young quarterbacks. And they're not in a position to guarantee it. We don't know what Cleveland is thinking. The quarterbacks could go 1-2.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 4:42.
24 hours ago.
All right, we're coming up on Met opening day. A little bit of Yankee talk and Aaron Judge, which, you know, it's one of those things right now. You bring it up, everybody wants to either fight with me or agree with me. It's really not that complicated a situation. I mean, the guy hit 58 home runs last year, 144 RBIs, walked, led the league in home runs, RBIs, walks, third in batting average, led the league in on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, OPS plus, total bases. He did ground into the most double plays in the league, so I guess that, forget it, I'm wrong. And he's off to the best six-game start in the history of the game, but I'm crazy. Mitchell in Queens, what's up, Mitchell?
Hey, Chris, how are you? How's everything going?
Everything's going great. How are you?
Good. So I've been, ever since I heard that person who was talking the whole time, which was absolutely hilarious.
Can you believe he's on hold yelling this whole time?
You know, it made me think of something. I had a friend who had a family member who would talk politics for just on and on and on, and he would put the phone on mute, leave it on the hood of the car for like 15 minutes and nothing.
Brett likes to join. I mean, Brett likes to join his social media groups too. I mean, it's one thing to be in his Giant social media groups or his Yankee. I mean, can you imagine a political social media group with Brett in Long Island? I'm not sure there's something worse than that.
No. Big sports fan, Mets fan, but I just something interesting to me. I'm a 30-year-old, just to give you just my age and what I've seen. So basically since the year 2000 is my recollection.
Okay.
And to me, when I think of the great players of baseball, there's only one other player to me that fits the mold of like Aaron Judge, and that's A-Rod, in that he was that bad in the postseason, but then he won once. And I feel like no one's going to care about Aaron Judge as long as he wins one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a similar thing with like Kershaw. Like, Kershaw was so bad, but he's won, so no one cares anymore.
Right.
And, like, and the reason why I say A-Rod in particular more than any of the other great players, because, like, they just had a propensity that they can never get the hit necessary. Like, Ortiz, or you look at Pujols, you knew they were going to get a hit. But there's just, to me, like, I would just think maybe Soto being there last year would have the, I don't know, it might just be a mental thing, like you're saying, but no. There's something to me about Judge, like, just like, I have less trust of him getting just like a single in a big spot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, he hit a game tying 2-run home run against the best closer in baseball in the postseason last year. Like, that's a big home run. They ended up losing that game, but that's a big home run. He's had moments. He hit a home run in 2017 off of Verlander. That was a huge game-changing home run. Like, it's not like he's never come through. In both wild card victories, he hit home runs. Like, he's had decent postseasons before. He killed the Red Sox in 2018. They lost the series. Like, it's not like he's never done it. The difference was with A-Rod, as far as a Yankee, he never did it until he did it in 2009. Like, he never came through. Early on in Judge's career, he came through in the postseason. And even last year had a couple of moments, including a game tying top of the eighth, down 2 runs home run off a Class A. Like, that's a legitimate big clutch home run. And I'm not trying to tell you he had a good postseason, because clearly he didn't. He was awful. But I'm just saying, like, we've seen him come through in some moments. And again, it's not like he's been brutal every single postseason. It's just not accurate. The last two have been so bad that it clouds everything else. And I understand why. He's got to be better. Totally agree. He's got to be better. But there's no reason to think, you know, he won't be this time around. Eventually, he's going to have to do it, and he won't be beloved. But to me, I guess I'm different in this aspect, right? I don't look at Dan Marino and say he can't be. He's not great. I don't look at Aaron Judge and say, oh, I can't put him in this conversation because he didn't hit in the postseason last year. He had a bad World Series. I can't put him in this position. I can't look at Aaron Judge. He's never won a championship. So I can't look at Aaron Judge as one of the great hitters of all time. When for decades, no one ever said that. No one ever said, yeah, Ted Williams is great and all, but never won a championship. Yankee fans don't, you know, knock Don Mattingly. Like, the great players who never won, Ernie Banks, like, they're not, we've never took them down a peg because they didn't win. Now, Judges had a lot of postseason games, a lot of postseason at-bats, a lot of failures. I just don't think that that outweighs what we see for 162 games for the last specifically 3 years and overall in his career for 7 years. I don't think those 3 weeks last year nullify how great he is. Some people, it nullifies it. I don't. It doesn't nullify it for me. I watch him on a daily basis, and no one's better than him. Like, should we look at it? Like, so, I mean, people are like, Gleyber Torres, they're happy Gleyber Torres is off the team. Gleyber Torres was the better postseason player last year. Why are we happy to get Gleyber Torres off the team and then badmouth Judge? I mean, why wouldn't we keep Gleyber Torres? We know he's going to perform in the postseason. Like, what about Stanton? Do we all like Stanton better than Judge now? Is Stanton a better player? Is Stanton a better hitter because he's performed at an extremely high level in the postseason? Baseball and team sports, right? You don't be beloved. The fan base won't love you. But when I'm talking about what the players do and how great they are, I'm sorry, I don't. The 3 weeks, no matter how valuable or important they are, do not outweigh what he does all year long, every single year. It just doesn't. It might for you. We might differ on it. 888-808-1019. I just won't think of him the way I think of Jeter. It'll be a different thing.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, before we get back to the calls, here on this opening day Friday, real quick question for our man Fleegs, who will be live at Citi Field, of course, big Met fan. All right, silly, stupid question, but I'm thinking about it. Bigger, obviously, do we agree Juan Soto has the largest applause of the day?
Yes.
Okay. Who has the bigger one? Coming off of the great MVP-like season, leading the team, but struggling to start the year, or the returning hero, all the consternation over the offseason, and now the two biggest hits of the year. Bigger ovation, Lindor or Pete?
I think Pete, not having anything to do with Lindor's struggles, but yeah, because the fan base, the majority of them wanted him back, and mm-hmm, they want Pete to know that they're glad he's back, and they want him, and to let him and Cohen and Stearns know they want him beyond this year.
Yeah. I agree. I think that anyone in between those two, I think those are the two biggest applauses of the day, right? Anyone bigger than Soto? Or, obviously not Soto. Anyone bigger than Pete? I don't think so. I think it's Soto and Pete are the two big guys.
And then Lindor's probably third.
Yeah, and Lindor's probably third. All right, we're looking forward to it, though. Will there be any Yankee sucks chance at any point during the day to respond to last night where the Yankees screamed F Juan Soto? Or will there be F Aaron Judge? Will there be something new? Will there be a Yankee response in some way or another from the crowd later today?
I hate that the answer is yes. Yeah, there will absolutely be a Yankee suck chant, and it will bother me.
There will be a Yankee suck chant, I guarantee it as well. I'm thinking the same thing, although I'm thinking there might be an F Aaron Judge thing or something like that. I know it's not exactly one for one, but it's like, you know, you F our star, we'll F your star. Rich in Manhattan. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Chris. Listen, what is Aaron Judge's postseason batting average? Just wondering.
It's like 200.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Joe DiMaggio
yes.
in the postseason. Remember, only World Series. Hit 271 lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Mantle, 256. But the great postseason player for the Yankees, Billy Martin, hit 333, and he had 99 postseason at bat.
Yeah, clearly a better player than those two.
Right. You think that Aaron Judge is greater than DiMaggio and Mantle?
No, I'm saying Billy Martin was because he had a better postseason stretch. He had a better postseason record.
Well, we know that's not true.
Well, it's come funny. On, you can
convince... you could play with statistics all you want. Now, I think the booing of Judge is a bit much. It's a small sample.
Oh yeah,
he didn't
no
catch one boosted the ball in the World Series. It's ridiculous. But to say that he's better than like Willie Mays, I'm sorry.
Again, I'm not saying he's better than Willie Mays. I'm just saying that Willie Mays also had a bad postseason, and no one holds it against him. And because he did win a championship, and I'm sorry, I did not see Willie Mays play. Willie Mays, it's hard to tell me Willie Mays offensively is better at any point in his career than Judge is now. I'm sorry, it's very difficult to convince me otherwise. He didn't at no point in Willie Mays' career was he better than Aaron Judge is right now. I don't know how you could say almost any player is as good as Judge is right now. Dan in Long Beach, what's up, Dan?
Hey, yeah, so the key to any Yankee championship is somebody that can close out the game like Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who do you think is going to be that guy for us right now? Because scoring plenty of runs.
Yeah, it's Devin Williams. He hasn't been with the team in the last 3 days. Hopefully Devin Williams, he's been a dominant reliever his entire career. Hopefully he's that guy for the Yankees. But although they have blown some saves and Chapman's given up some home runs in the postseason, they haven't scored runs. That's why this team hasn't won a championship, is they don't score enough runs. Eric in the Hamptons. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, man. I really love the show, man. You're making me forget Steve Summers. You're filling in a gap.
You could never fill in. And he just started a new podcast. Me here, you there. Go check it out.
No, I hear you. Did I hear some ding-dong call Aaron Judge a choke artist?
Yes. That was Brett in Long Island, the ding-dong. That's a good name for him.
It's just remarkable. Patrick Ewing, was he a choke artist because John Starks went 2-for-18? I don't think so. You know, you win a championship.
I hear you saying, Eric, it's rapid fire. You know, he was awful in the games. Like, even I have to admit, he wasn't very good in the postseason. So it's not just because he's got to be the best player, and he wasn't. Chris in Garfield, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it, buddy.
So you talked about Russell Wilson
yes.
not playing great in the past five games.
He was really bad down the stretch, yes.
But he went, so he played Cleveland, Philly, Baltimore, Kansas City, and Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
He beat Cleveland and lost every other game. But he threw six touchdowns, two picks.
He threw six touchdowns in the last five games. I mean, you look at it. You watch the games. All right, we can go through numbers,
also,
and I know right now we're doing numbers with Judge and everything, but I want to get Dom in. I'm sorry. You watch the games. Do you think he played well down the stretch of the season? I mean, you know he didn't. You know he didn't. Dominic in North Carolina. What's up, Dom?
D-Mac.
Yes, sir.
I got to say, you got to consider never taking another phone call from Brett. Not because he's not entertaining, which he isn't, but because when you went back to him and he said and another thing, that was a classic Seinfeld, leave it on a high note spot. You'll never top it.
That's very possible. He was yelling the entire time on hold. And it wasn't even just like he recognized I picked him back up, because as soon as I pushed the button, he was mid-yell. So that entire time he was yelling, and then him questioning me as I'm laughing was really, what? What happened? What's going on? All right, that's it. Met fans, get ready. Big day, opening day. Opening day is always special. Enjoy it. Be safe. Be smart. Have a great day. Hopefully everything is wonderful. Hopefully the Mets win. Hopefully Juan Soto has a glorious afternoon.
Just move your ass and
I'm leaving, Boomer. I'm leaving. Thank you, Fliegelman. Thank you, callers. Thank you, listeners. Even you, Brett. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.